Hey guys, today I'm going to share with you something that most people don't talk about, and that is why you should not run your own Facebook ads. Cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so I'm really, really excited because today I'm going to talk about something that people really don't talk about. And this comes along with Facebook ads. This is pertaining to Facebook advertisements. So a lot of times I run into people who run their own Facebook ads. Have you ever met someone who's like, I run my own Facebook ads? Maybe they talk about how they haven't been able to scale their Facebook ads. Maybe you've tried to run your own Facebook ads. And something that is kind of crazy that no one really talks about is why running your own Facebook ads is actually doing you a disservice. Not just you, but your clients, if they're running their own Facebook ads, why is it so much harder? Has anyone ever experienced that? Like, you run your own Facebook ads and it's a bajillion times harder. And for some reason, the things that we say to our clients, the things that we preach, the things that we know are so much harder the second we turn on our own Facebook ad campaigns. Well, I'm going to share a different perspective with you today, because honestly, I have this very, very strong gut feeling that most entrepreneurs should not be running their own Facebook ads. Now, the reason for it, and this is what no one really talks about, is how difficult it is, even when we are trained, even when we're professionals, even when we're entrepreneurs or marketers, even if you've taken courses on Facebook ads, even if you have taken my course, Elite, it's so hard to run your own Facebook ads. And part of the reason for that, this is what nobody's talking about, is how emotional it is to run your own Facebook ads. Have you ever experienced that? Anyone? When you start to run your own Facebook ads, there's something weird that happens in our brains. I wish I could explain the science behind it, but the reality is, as we run our own Facebook ads, emotionally, it is so difficult to spend our own money. The crazy thing is, when we run campaigns for our clients, we can go in with a level head. We can run the campaigns, scale the campaigns. We recognize that not everything's going to always be profitable right away. We have to test things. It's just data. Those are all the things that we, technically speaking, know. But the reality is, when you run your own Facebook ads, something gets kind of crazy. Anyone experience this? Suddenly you're panicking and you're like, oh, I have to spend how much? I've seen people who run their own Facebook ads, and let's say, for example, a customer is worth $2,500 a month and the customer lasts for a few months. Why is it so hard for us to even spend $200 to acquire a potential customer? Or why is it so difficult for us to spend $1,000 to acquire a customer? When you run your own ads, there's this whole panic thing that happens when you see your cards being charged, when you know that that's money coming out of your account, whether or not you have it. It never gets easier. Now, obviously, you guys know I run my own ads. This is something that's something, it's something that I'm very, very proud of. I still run all my own ads. It's something I probably will always do, whether I bring in a team member like Dustin to come and run my ads, because he's even better than I am with Facebook ads. But the reality is, the reason that I run my own ads is because I want to always be doing exactly what I teach people to do. I'm never going to just step away completely. But keep in mind, I spend anywhere from $1,000 to, sometimes we're actually scaling right now, to about $2,000 a day on Facebook ads. That's a lot of money. And for a long time, there was this like panicking side of me that was like, oh, I can't spend that much money. I don't know what's going to happen. Even though logically, it doesn't make any sense. Logically, I know my numbers. If I spend $33, although lately it's $21, if I spend $21, I'm going to get a customer. If I spend $16, I'm going to get a lead for the agency. But yet it is so difficult mentally to step away from the emotions. It's almost like a fight or flight reaction when we spend money every single time. It is so difficult to back away from the emotions and embrace the fact that we are in control and actually know what the data is telling us. Now, some people are better at this than others. They're able to separate the emotions from the data. I'm getting there. I'm actually at a place now where I can turn my ads on and not freak out and, you know, sabotage my ads because I'm freaking out spending so much money. The reality is now I'm able to actually spend money, but it took me about 2.5 years to even be able to scale my ad spend because it's scary every single time. When you see $1,000 go out in a day, you're like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? This is money I could be using to pay off debts or hire someone or get, you know, get a VA in place. The reality is, you guys, one of the best things that you can do is to bring someone else in who can make logical sense. I was actually just talking with someone who's on this yesterday, and we were talking about her ads and how hard it is emotionally to scale your own ads and to logically look at all of the numbers and the data and the percentages and the cost per acquisition, the lifetime value of a customer. So when you find yourself emotionally looking at your ads, some good signs that, or not a good sign, but a sign that you are emotionally making decisions with your Facebook ads is if you cut an ad based on that day's performance. Ads are not meant to be determined day by day, but rather week by week and month by month. And if you find yourself looking and you see that something isn't working and you cut it immediately, that's a sign that emotionally you aren't ready to run your own ads. So if you are someone who can't afford a Facebook ad strategist, maybe do some trading services or have someone help you with figuring out how much you should spend. Take a look at your campaigns, tell you where you should continue to spend, even if there's a bad day. But the reality is most people need to bring in an ad professional in order to make sure that they are getting the results that they intend on getting. So I just want to share that with you because it's a different perspective why you should not run your own Facebook ads unless you're able to separate the emotional from the logical data-driven facts. So just wanted to share that. I hope you enjoyed this message. I'll see you guys later. Bye.